Thank you for downloading this Finnish Institute of International Affairs recording. You can find more recordings at www.fiia.fi.
Good morning, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen. Let me also welcome you to this timely seminar. As we know, the geostrategic tensions around Ukraine show no signs of easing, but they are also not static. We saw the latest escalation of tensions in August, both in Crimea and in the eastern parts of Ukraine. That was a reminder that Russia can turn the heat up and down and maintain uncertainty. Another recent development, last week we saw an agreement on Syria between Foreign Ministers Sergei Lavrov and John Kerry, which raises many questions and suspicions. Today we will not talk about Syria as such, but one of the issues we will look at is the implications of the great power politics over Syria for the conflict over Ukraine. And indeed, we are very proud to have this new FIA report out, looking at the bigger geostrategic picture. And I would like to thank, on my behalf, all the authors, including the ones sitting here with us today, and also the others who could not join this seminar, and especially my co-editor, Sini Kokkasaari. The report looks at the goals and modes of action of all major actors in the region, which makes it an original and comprehensive contribution to the discussion. Of course, we have seen in Ukraine a clash between the goals and even worldviews of the EU and Russia, the US and Russia, and at least as importantly of Ukraine and Russia. But in addition, there are also other important players that have a stake in the region, including organizations such as the OSCE and major states such as Turkey and China. The report also looks more closely at some of the countries in the region, namely Ukraine and Belarus. And so why we think it was important to do the report? First of all, I would like to stress the need to understand how the conflict over Ukraine reflects and acts as a catalyst of broader tensions in the international system. We can see that the approaches of major actors to the region reflect and project their views on the international order. And one of the conclusions that we make in the report is that it is only Russia that has been aiming at an exclusive role in Ukraine and other countries covered by the EU's Eastern Partnership, based on its understanding about multipolar order and spheres of influence. And a second point I would like to stress here, which is underlined in the report, is that the EU needs to develop a broader understanding of the factors at play in the regional dynamics, and especially regional security in its neighborhood. It has been one of the big failures of the EU in the neighborhood to apply an overly EU-centric and technocratic approach while neglecting security dynamics and ignoring or pretending to ignore the perspectives of other actors. But now I'm proud to give the floor to Professor Stephen Blank. He's senior fellow at the American Foreign Policy Council in Washington. He has been professor of national security affairs at the Strategic Studies Institute since 1989. And Dr. Blank is an outstanding expert on Russian, US, and European military and security issues. And we have asked Dr. Blank to address the question of the implications of the conflict over Syria for Ukraine. And also, we hope to hear your assessment of the US-Russian contacts on Ukraine and any issue you deem relevant for the topic. Thank you.